We continue our talk with Sue Ann Schrader on summer school.
First of all, we will have the devices that kids have right now. We have the potential of allowing them to have to keep those devices so that they could use those for the summer months. So that's another bonus for signing up for summer school. And then in addition to that, we have, for our distance learners, we're going to have paper copies, and we'll ask that parents come on in that final week in May to be able to pick up those packets. And, you know, if there's special situations that we might have to get in a car and help deliver, we can manage that too. But we do want to make sure that this is equal for all of our kids, and all of our kids have a equal shot at having some fun this summer and continuing their learning and their connections with our schools.
And Dan Miller, elementary principal, also joins us.
You know, the nice thing about elementary as well as middle and high school teachers, we know that not every kid does well on the computer. We do have learners that prefer hands-on materials, hands-on things to, you know, rather than sitting and looking and staring at a screen. So there are lots of ideas and options out there around how we provide those sorts of services. You know, one of the things our RVA does, even though they're a virtual learning, they send a box home with all of the supplies a family will need to do that sort of instruction. And not all of it is just online on a computer. A good portion of it is maybe a textbook, maybe some teacher materials for that parent to review. We've sent home makerspace opportunities where kids are getting the equipment and the art supplies to put together the crafts that they would have put together at school. Because we know it's important. It's not just about looking at a screen and manipulating a mouse or a computer or a touchscreen. It's about getting a scissors out. Pre-K kindergarten, we're teaching scissors, and we're teaching that manipulation of their hands and fingers. And so we have to make sure we find ways to do those things as well. So if you think about fall next year, or even summer school, you're going to find kids getting packets or boxes. We'll call them boxes of supplies that they can take home and use and manipulate. At our latest pickup that we had, Joanne Hudak, our librarian, sent home makerspace and art supplies. And we weren't sure how many families were going to take advantage of that, because we know that 80% of our students do have internet access. And so we thought, well, maybe 20%. We came up with a number, ordered some supplies. They were gone within the first 10 minutes. So we've had three more additional orders trying to fill those needs. So we know families want that, kids want that, and we want that.
A reminder that you can find all of those links for registration for summer school on all of our district Facebook pages, plus our district website. And again, you will be receiving an email with all those direct links, in addition to the program that happened last evening. Please do feel free to share to any of our parochial friends, anybody outside of the district who might like to come and join us as well. Don't forget, registration is going to be open. It's starting tomorrow morning, Friday, May 1st at 6 a.m. and will conclude on Sunday, May 10th at 6 p.m. We hope to see you at summer school.
Sue Ann Schrader, Assistant High School Principal and Summer School Administrator for the Medford School District, and Dan Miller, Elementary Principal.